Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The day after the Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football, 19-13. We start off with that. The Jaguars needed this win to stay alive. Now it's on to the next step from here.
Well, it's a victory Friday and a winning streak Friday, right? I mean, and it's two in a row, but it's three out of the last four. And now, as we talked about all this week, it all sets up now. Three of the next four at home. There's not a team on the schedule remaining that you shouldn't be able to be in the fourth quarter with. So 10 games were weird, up and down, all of that, but it's right there.
Well, what struck me standing on the sidelines Thursday night was this is a lot like the NCAA basketball tournament. You know, you watch, remember the Richmond Spiders when they beat Syracuse,
sure,
the first 15 seed to win? You're dealing with, hey, who cares if, you know, you're jacking it up from 3-point and make 18 of them and you don't get any in the post? Doesn't matter. You're just throwing touchdown passes instead of running it, whatever. If it's all field goals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes to go on and play the next Sunday. We know the Jags aren't going to run away from people, so it's going to be close, nip and tuck the whole way. You know, can they be Princeton and pull off the Georgetown upset? Who knows? We'll find out in the next couple of weeks.
They would be Princeton.
Well, we know this. This is not North Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, UCLA, Indiana. You know what I mean? These are the Richmond Spiders,
sure,
right now in this playoff tournament. They're going to have to pull some upsets.
It all comes back to basketball for the Kansas kid. One of the issues last night for the Jaguars offensively in the red zone, five trips inside the 20, four field goals, one touchdown. That's got to improve.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I kept scratching my head. Why did they take T.J. Yeldon out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not give him, who's so good, has such great vision, the chance to go? Why do they keep giving it to Denard Robinson? That part I didn't understand. The other thing that stood out, they really miss Brandon Linder.
Mm-hmm.
Linder gives them such push in the middle of that line and allows you to do different things with Wisniewski to help on the other side. Really, Linder's absence has been a huge red zone problem.
Well, I think the reason you didn't see Yeldon in that situation, they got down quickly. Denard Robinson was in the game already after the Allen Robinson catch, so they wanted to get down there, not have the challenge, and feel like they didn't want to stop the clock and allow for a substitution change, all that stuff. It was enough of a story, the red zone stuff and being inside the 50, that was sort of what I was focused on in my game story until the last 5 minutes. Eight times they were inside the Titans 50, or inside the 50, and only got one touchdown. Didn't cost them, but at some point that's become too much of a trend this year. Got to stick it in.
A relaxing weekend off for the Jaguars, but get your popcorn ready. Teams in the division have big games. The Colts are at the Falcons. The Jets are at the Texans. And if both those teams lose, the Jags are in a three-way tie for first. A nice relaxing weekend to watch some football.
Sounds like you're watching a little ball this weekend.
I think I might be watching some ball, John.
Well, and isn't it fun, after so many years of not having interest in the other games, to have something to be interested in? So who knows where it goes, but the next 10 days around here, you're talking about meaningful games in Thanksgiving, being able to scoreboard watch. This is what it's supposed to be about.
You know, back in the offseason when people would ask me, what are the Jaguars going to do this season? I said, I don't know. I said, but I'm hopeful that the Chargers game on the Sunday after Thanksgiving will be meaningful, meaning the Jaguars have a chance to do something in December if they can win that game. And here they are right at that point. It was not, they didn't get there the way that I thought they would. I thought they'd win a few more along the way. But yet, here they are with a chance to do that because of the way the division has unfolded. I don't think you could ask for anything more.
I'm not surprised they're 4-6 right now. I'm a little surprised the way they got there. When's the March Madness start? Sounds like you're fired up about it.
I like the prospect of games that mean something. And every March Madness game means something. And it's been a long time since we've had December games. December of 2010 was the last time that we had meaningful games here in Jacksonville. So grab the popcorn.
Let's have a little December madness before we get to March. We'll see you next week on Jags of the Roundtable.